Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin and today is Friday, December 18th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Once in Royal David's City, and we'll be looking at the third stanza that says this: "And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. For he leads his children on to the place where he is gone." Our scripture for today comes from John chapter 10. I'll be reading from verses 1 through 21, so if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin together. This is the words of Jesus. He says, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of them out, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" I have seen thousands of pictures of Jesus as a baby in a manger. I have played the role of Joseph in the Living Nativity well over a dozen times. At times, especially the ones surrounding Christmas, it is easy for me to see Jesus as the baby born in Bethlehem. While this is not a bad thing, sometimes my understanding of who he truly is, what he actually looks like, gets a little foggy. And I don't mean I wish someone had taken a Polaroid of him while he was in the synagogue. I mean, I seem to lose sight of what Jesus is doing in my life and in the world around me. I see him more lying in a manger, and I tend to leave him there. I guess the real question I ought to ask myself is, what has Jesus been up to since that night in Bethlehem? The key to our faith is not being able to pick out Jesus' face in a lineup. It is knowing his character so intimately that we can simply hear his voice and know it is him who is speaking. We get a good glimpse of God's character from the Old Testament encounters and commandments, and an even better one from the incarnation of Christ. But knowing about Christ is different from seeing him and knowing his voice. It says in John 10, verse 4, when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. In the season to come, let's pray that we would look for Jesus outside of the manger, for he's not there anymore. Let's pray that we would look for him outside of the tomb, for he's not there anymore either. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is moving and working at all times. May we seek him, see him, and draw so near to him that we recognize his voice, and then follow him to the very end of the age.